I don't know if it's the end of my political future or not, but as I said in my immediate release, that after 17 years as the mayor of Agawam, it's time for someone new. I feel as though I've done a lot of positive things for Agawam. We're in great shape. We're financially sound. We're getting new bridges, new intersections. Empty shopping centers are full. We have a contaminated building that's going to be demolished. That's been a long time coming. And we have our blight ordinance just to name. We have a new senior center, a new DPW, a new building maintenance, a new library, kindergarten modulars for free kindergarten for every student, no layoffs. I don't know if you received the list that I sent you. And in 2017, Rita Raves voted us as the best city to live in. So, you know, I felt it was a very difficult decision to make. I love my job. I have a passion for it. I've been extremely fortunate to serve our community for as long as I have. And I thought it was time to make a change, and I will be joining the private sector and working in a business and begin a new career.
So, Mayor, a lot to cover here, obviously, in a 17-year career. You mentioned a number of things that are in place as you prepare to leave office. Looking back on it, though, what are some of the things you're most proud about?
I'm proud of all of that. I really am. Everything I'm so proud of. We have the lowest split tax rate in the area. Our strong financial outlook. While the Commonwealth did go down, we went up. We're AA+ rating. We have strong financial outlooks. I've created 16 balanced budgets that have been approved. We have new parks. We have bike paths. New athletic fields and updated locker rooms, and it's just a litany of what I've been able to do and get done with the help of course, our city council, the school committee, and the entire staff here at the Agawam Town Hall. Everybody has been wonderful to work with. I consider them all my family. And it was a very difficult decision, but you have to know when it's time, and I truly think it's time. You know, Agawam, one of my greatest highlights was that we were voted the second safest city in the Commonwealth and 11th in the United States by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. You know, that's wonderful, and that's because of our wonderful police and ambulance and emergency management departments. Everybody works hard, and I certainly will miss them.
You still sound very enthusiastic, and I know speaking to you on prior occasions, you've always been enthusiastic about this job. You still sound enthusiastic, so I guess it's not a question of burnout. Explain if you would, what's some of the calculation, what's some of the decision that goes into this?
You know, you just, to be honest, it's just, yeah, I am passionate about what I do, and I love what I do. But, you know, it's better to go out on a high than to go out on a low. And, you know, I've been here a long time, and it's every day. It's not 24/7. It's 28/8. And, you know, I'm looking forward to joining my brother in a private business and working for ourselves and setting our ideas and forwards and serving the public in the private sector. But it felt like the time was right. And, you know, everything that I set out to do, I have done. And I'm very pleased with what I've been able to do. And I greatly appreciate all the support of my constituents and my committee that helps me every year. I have had a lot of people, and I don't say this tongue-in-cheek, I have had a lot of people who have pushed me to run and been asking me, and it was a tough decision. I didn't make it right away, and, you know, everybody wanted to know what I was doing, and I felt that the time was right.
What's the business that you and your brother are going to be going into?
Well, we've signed a letter of intent, and my brother is currently working there, and I don't really want to mention it yet, but it is a local business, and We look forward to working together.